You're behind the times.
It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Welcome to News Talk 1110 KBND. Your news today brought to you by Carfax. Not sure how much to pay for that used car? Get a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. Just say, show me the Carfax, Mom, or go to Carfax.com. Let's see what's going on in the news. Here's Kim.
The 69-year-old Lapine man who was shot last week in a standoff with police has been arraigned on several charges. The Deschutes County District Attorney's Office says Curtis Berger was arraigned yesterday afternoon on attempted assault, robbery, weapons charges, and other alleged crimes. District Attorney Patrick Flaherty asked the court set bail at $250,000, and that request was granted. His next court appeal is set for May 2nd at 1:30. The DA also says Berger is currently on probation for resisting arrest and stalking, and he'll be arraigned shortly on a motion to revoke his probation. And Ben Lapine School Superintendent Ron Wilkinson is proposing to lay off 35 school teachers next year to close the district's $15 million budget gap. 1110 KBND Kelly Blyer reports.
The district also plans to cut 8 administrative positions and 3 more school days. District spokesperson Julianne Repman says a majority of the layoffs will come at the high school level.
But what we do know is that in the past, a majority of the eliminated positions have been at the elementary and the middle school level. And so this year we are looking at heavier reductions at the high school level, really to bring that more into balance.
It's expected 22 teachers at the high school level could be laid off, 5 at the elementary and 8 at the middle school levels. District officials are now starting union negotiations on these budget cuts. The district is scheduled to approve the final budget on June 28th. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the district attorney's office has cleared 2 Deschutes County sheriff's deputies involved in the shooting in Lapine last week. District Attorney Patrick Flaherty announced that the use of deadly force was indeed justified.
2 deputies involved were put on paid administrative leave during the independent investigation. Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says they were relieved when they heard the news that deadly force was justified, and the sheriff's office will be happy to get them back on the job.
Yeah, we don't have a bunch of extra players. We're thankful to have what we have, and we make good use of the resources we have, but certainly anytime you take 2 quality people like that off the schedule, It certainly causes issues with us in terms of putting a patrol schedule together, but we're perfectly fine. We'll be able to respond to any and all calls from the citizens, and we'll figure it out.
The suspect, 69-year-old Curtis Jack Berger, is now out of the hospital and in the county jail. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Vancouver, Washington police say it appears 37-year-old Juan Dow set fire to his home, killing himself and 5 of his children.
They believe the remains recovered at the scene are those of Tuan Dow, Nolan Dow, Noah Dow, Jacob Dow, Samantha Dow, and Nathan Dow.
CAP says they're continuing to investigate Dow's activities in the days leading up to the fire to determine motive. His wife and oldest daughter were living elsewhere and are the only surviving family members. Also in Vancouver, a trial date is set for the couple accused of keeping their autistic boys in a cage. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports from Vancouver.
Elena Higdon and John Eckhart's trial is set for September 26th on unlawful imprisonment charges. Higdon's attorney Brian Walker says there's more to the story.
I think it's going to show that they made extraordinary measures to raise these kids.
Johnny McMullen is Eckhart's attorney.
What responsibility the parent of an autistic child has to reasonably restrain that child so that he doesn't hurt himself. That's really going to be the issue in this case.
Both attorneys say it's inaccurate to say the autistic boys were kept in a cage, as police allege. Jeff Kirsch, Vancouver.
An encouraging but tenuous economic forecast for the state of Oregon during the first quarter of 2011. Oregon has some good job gains, but such industries as banking and real estate remain weak. Economist Bill Watkins is with the Center for the Economic Research and Forecasting at Cal Lutheran University.
Our forecast right now is for slow growth, particularly slow job growth. And worry about that, the sustainability of that, even though that's our most likely. We think that's most likely. But there's so many things going on in the world right now. It's a very risky time, particularly oil prices. Oil prices could push us back into a recession pretty easily.
Watkins predicts if oil prices reach $150 a barrel, we'll slip back into a recession. And a